Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Shuckers catcher Andy Yerzy. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
New staff that you've been learning this week with a lot of new pitchers as you're new to the Brewers organization. What's it been like catching so many different guys early on this year and having to learn all of their different tendencies and such that go into calling a game when you're behind the plate?
Yeah, you know, I've played for a few different teams, so there's always a little bit of an adjustment period, but the guys here, they do a good job. All their stuff is pretty accurate to what they say it does and what they think it does, so it makes it easier and some good arms.
Do you enjoy being able to learn a new staff and kind of taking on that challenge of figuring out how everybody pitches and where everything goes?
Yeah, 100%. I think most catchers enjoy it. You know, it comes with the position, and it's always good when you have a good group of arms to just kind of work with and game plan off that.
Well, yeah, and you have an opportunity here in Biloxi to catch a number of different really good arms, whether it's TJ Shook, who has a changeup that can get up to 20 inches of arm side run, Bradley Blagg's fastball with a lot of ride, Jacob Mizorowski's stuff that comes blazing in. What is it like adjusting to those guys behind the plate whenever they're on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's a different game plan for each of them, and kind of what they want to do on the mound and what the plan of attack is for each guy. So it's fun. It's fun game planning for different guys.
What goes into that game planning between you, the pitcher, and pitching coach Will Schuerholz?
Yeah, it's kind of spread just what I see from watching the game. Will obviously has all the numbers and what the pitcher is trying to execute and work on that day. So it's kind of a collective effort.
How has your ability to help that game planning evolved throughout your professional career?
I think it's just, it comes with playing a lot of baseball, being able to read swings and kind of see what hitters' tendencies are and what pitchers' strengths are, and it's kind of that fine line between both.
It's also a fun thing here with the Shuckers is that you are one of two Canadians on the roster alongside Justin King. How fun is it to have another Canadian on the roster?
Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't know Kinger growing up or anything, but it's always nice when there's another Canadian. I came up with Tyler Black from the time we were kids, so it's always cool seeing Canadians in the org.
How fun is it to be in the same organization as Tyler Black? Black here last year, you here this year, and to see what Tyler has gone on to do in his career, making the big league level.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've known Black since we were like 13 or 14 years old, so we work out together every offseason, so it was awesome to kind of see it all come together.
Here in the States, you're not able to get many of the Canadian staples, like an Aero Bar or anything like that. Have you or King splurged on any of the Canadian goodies to get them down here to Mississippi?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him, but sometimes my parents will bring down a coffee crisp or something from Canada.
You got to get the goods, right?
Yeah, 100%.
We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, but one of the big things when you were a kid that helped get you into baseball is a card game called Strat-O-Matic Baseball. Your dad is really big into it. How much did that help you learn to love baseball as a little kid?
Yeah, for sure. My dad's probably the biggest baseball fan you'll ever meet. Wasn't much of a player, but just really, really loves baseball. So just seeing him love it kind of as a kid made me love it. Learned some different players. It was always on TV. We'd always watch, and he would be trying to figure out who to take for his team. So definitely helped grow my love for baseball.
Any big moments you remember with your dad growing up when you were getting into baseball?
Well, we had season tickets to the Blue Jays, so we went to a lot of Blue Jays games, especially when they weren't good. The early 2000s were a rough time for the Jays, so. But we went to a ton of games. It was awesome. We'd always sit real second row to the field, right above the visitors' dugout. So just that's awesome.
Who was your favorite player on the Blue Jays growing up?
I liked Greg Zahn a lot when I was a kid. He was a catcher for the Blue Jays. Vernon Wells was a big one. Alex Rios, Aaron Hill, some good players.
Some goodies, and a lot of them who are wearing those old Jays uniforms, the black and blue ones, that were absolutely incredible.
Yeah, they were awesome. That was the jersey when I was growing up, so fond memories of that.
When you were a kid, you had an opportunity to participate in the Junior Home Run Derby in 2015 out in Cincinnati. What was that experience like as a young Canadian kid being able to compete in the Home Run Derby in America?
Yeah, it was awesome. We got a hit in between rounds of the big league guys during the commercial break, so I met Pujols, Harper, Matt Holliday. There were a bunch of really good players I met, so it was a really cool experience.
Was there one moment throughout that night that really stuck out to you?
I tied the guy to win the entire thing, so it was cool to win it. They told me I hit more homers the previous day in the qualifying round, and they said if it was a tie, I'd win it outright. But they gave us co-champions, so it was a little less cool. But it was an awesome experience nonetheless.
Hey, champion nonetheless either.
Exactly.
Well, hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Blue Wahoos coming up next.